Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. We are live today from Citizens Bank Park as the Phillies get set for a doubleheader against the St. Louis Cardinals. More leaks for the Eagles. Schedule is out. We're going to be joined 1 hour from now by Cole Hamels. Talk some Phillies and an awesome thing you could do with Cole for the Phillies Fantastic Auction. We'll get Elliot Shore Parks on all the Eagles schedule stuff coming up before the end of the show. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, to all those couples out there, just because you're in a relationship don't mean you got to record everything, man. Because, you know, it might be a situation where, you know, at some point, hopefully it don't go south, but it might go south. You don't want to have that out there. So, you know, just be careful what y'all recording and what y'all, you know, putting out there.
Just be careful. Is that the theme today?
Well, I cleaned it up a little bit, but you know, my algorithm is like off the hook.
I'm not surprised. You mentioned one thing to me yesterday. My algorithm is a mess too. All right. Here's you know what I want on my algorithm tomorrow?
What you want?
I want home runs and base hits and doubles and runs batted in from Bryce Harper. Hugh, it's interesting. So the Phillies were off last night, right? The rain out happened. And we discussed yesterday whether or not the Phillies should give him a day to just clear his head. Well, they kind of got a de facto day yesterday, right? Day off yesterday. Yeah. Bryce gets to
that
clear his
said
head.
Don't count.
Well, it didn't count, but it's a de facto one. Like, he got the day off. They didn't play. So now he gets to come out there today and play two games. And let's hope Bryce Harper starts to turn around his season, because let's just be real. He has not had a good season so far. Yesterday we had a caller who said, let's not sugarcoat it. He hasn't been good. And by his standards, he's been poor, right? By Major League standards, he's been a little bit above average. But we know Bryce is a way above average player.
Yes.
He's a great player. And he hasn't lived up to that standard so far. And Hugh, we are now – it's not early. I mean, it's the quarter mark of the season.
We're like the first quarter of the season.
Done. Yeah, right. They played 40 games. So they're one quarter through the season. And Bryce Harper is on pace for one of his worst seasons of his career, probably the worst season of his career. And look, there's still time to turn this around. But Hugh, yesterday, Rob Thompson was on the morning show. And I want everyone to hear what he said about Bryce Harper, because it gave me concern for the first time, because it feels like Rob Thompson is a little bit concerned. Here's Topper yesterday on Bryce and where he's at right now.
Yeah, it's difficult, and you know, I feel at times bad for Hart, because he puts a lot of pressure on himself, and he expects so much out of himself, and he wants to lead this team and this organization and the city to a world championship, and so he's very hard on himself, that's just who he is. And he's, you know, I know everybody's talking about his body language this year, but it's been like that since he's been here, and since he's been in the big leagues, really. When he struggles, it wears on him, and he cares so much, and that's really all it is.
So that yesterday was the first time something else came into my head about Bryce. Because if it's just about at-bats and, like, just over time, he's going to hit, right? Bryce Harper always hits. He's hit for 14 years in the major leagues. But the concern I have, Hugh, and why I'm starting to have real concern about the kind of season he's going to have, is it's wearing on him and the pressure he's putting on himself. Hugh, where are you at on Bryce as he comes into today? Just well below what we normally expect. He's hitting .232 a quarter of the way through the season. Are you starting to have real concern over Bryce Harper's season?
Allow me to long talk just for a minute, fellas. I think there's a lot at play here. To answer your first question, am I concerned about Bryce Harper? Not really. I think that Bryce Harper is adjusting to a position and a situation that he's never been in. And, you know, it's funny that you bring up what Topper's talking about, how he feels bad for him and everything like this. I don't feel bad for Bryce, but I look at him and I kind of think that maybe he's pressing just a little bit because this is uncomfortable for him. Bryce Harper's been a phenom his whole life. Mm-hmm. And I would venture to think that he's never been in a position where he wasn't the tip of the spear, the focal point of a team. This year, it's different because of what Schwarber's doing. And I think it's a little bit of that. It's a little bit of there's a little bit of a paradigm shift in leadership, if you will, in the locker room, and you're struggling a little bit. And for him, that's a place where he's never been before. Like, this is something new. Like you said, we're a quarter way through the season. There's still a lot of baseball left to be played. I think that he has enough time to turn this around, and it won't be detrimental to his season. Mm-hmm. But he has to work his way through that. And how we figure out how to do that, don't really know, Joe. Don't really know what it's going to take for him to get back to where he needs to be. You know, we talked about probably taking a day off or something like that, or just taking a little bit of pressure off yourself. But yep. I think there's a lot of stuff that's going on with Bryce this year that's adding to the little bit of a slump he's in. But to answer your question flat out, no, I'm not that worried about it just yet.
Yeah, I haven't been. I mean, we talked about this a couple weeks ago on our show, and at that point I wasn't concerned because he's Bryce Harper, right? Bryce Harper always hits. We've never seen Bryce Harper as a Philly, really almost ever in his career. I mean, the worst year he probably ever had when he was 23, that was 10 years ago, and that was kind of a sophomore slump or, you know.
That's what I'm saying. So it's a lot.
It's a long time since he struggled like this, though.
Yeah, it is, and he needs to figure out. And, you know, I know we laughed and giggled about it yesterday, but the fact that, you know, wife's probably the pressures of being at home, probably, you know, part of that as well. He just needs to get centered.
Well, he does, and he needs to. I think he just needs to get hot for a week so he can.
Yeah.
Because I think it's wearing. Like, when I heard Topper yesterday say he feels bad for him, that gave me a sense that he's watching him struggle mentally more than just physically, right?
Like, yeah.
There's that part of it. The other part, and Hugh, we don't discuss this often because, you know, you look at it and you're like, well, he's not old. He's only 32. But I've often wondered. And I'm not trying to say today he's in decline. But I've wondered, when a player starts at 19 years old in the big leagues, when do they start to hit a wall compared to other players? Because he's not old, right? 32 is not old for a baseball player.
Yeah.
But he's been playing full seasons in the majors since he was 19.
Yeah.
He has 7,000 plate appearances. I have started to wonder at what point for him, and I'm not saying it definitely is this year, but it might be 3 years from now. I'm wondering when for him his body starts to decline a little bit. Because most 32-year-olds in baseball, we would say, they've got 3 or 4 years left, right? They got 4 or 5 years left. I don't know. I mean, not every player has the same amount of at-bats and games on their body. He has played in the major leagues since he was 19 years old. That hits different than a guy who came up and started playing a full season when he was 24 years old. You know, it's just different. I don't know how much of this is physical and how much is mental. If it's all mental, I think he'll get out of it. If there's some physical there, then that's a different story.
I don't think it's physical. I think most of it is mental, because I think Bryce Harper's dealing with the not me's right now. And what I mean by that is, you know, you like I said, you've been that dude your whole life.
Yep.
So when you talk about slumps, he's probably like, no, that ain't me. That's not me. And he's in that now.
But it is him right now.
That's what I'm saying. He's never been there before, Joe. Like, whenever he's had a slump, he's always worked his way out of it. This is probably the longest stretch that he's had probably since he was in kindergarten or whenever he started playing baseball. So you got that going on. You got the dynamic in the locker room that's changing a little bit.
Schwarber's team?
You got the dynamic that's changing a little bit. you have the weight of the stuff that's going on at home, and it's just starting to compound.
Why do you
on
keep
you
saying
bit.
That?
No, because it's true, Kyle. It's
How,
true.
Why is it true?
Because it's probably true. When you like, even though you're a professional athlete and you got all these other resources to help you, it's not like, put it like this, Kyle. It's not the same as if, say, Joe Schmo and his wife are having the kids and they don't have an like, he has resources. I'm not saying he doesn't have resources. But it still wears on you. You're still concerned about your wife.
I don't know why. I don't know why all of a sudden this year he's having.
No, but what I'm saying is it's not just one thing, Kyle. It's a bunch of different things, and it's compounded. Mm. But it's like a bunch of things. I'm talking to you like you can see me moving my hands.
Well, you were on YouTube.
Yeah. But I think it's a bunch of things. It's not just one thing. I think it's a bunch of things that's going on that's adding to the stress.
It very well might be. But for the first time yesterday, I started to have some concern about Harper in a season after hearing Topper. 215-592-9494 as Bryce comes in today hitting 232. Let's hear from Bryce recently talking about where he's at and his season so far.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I'm not where I want to be. Like I said, I mean, I've gone through stretches like this in my career. It's going to happen. I'll come back and, you know, come back out of it and be totally fine. But it's just a frustrating moment just not being able to come through and, you know, realizing I got to be better for my teammates and the fans, and they expect that. This organization expects that. I think I hold myself to a really high standard, and my teammates do as well, and everybody else. So I got to be better.
Well, he's right, and he knows it. And I think he will be better, but I am starting to have some concern here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Are you starting to have some real concern about Bryce Harper's season? He comes today hitting 232. And, you know, it caught my attention this weekend because he hit the home run Saturday. And, Hugh, every time Bryce is in a slump, you know, his whole career, but certainly since he got here to Philadelphia, it feels usually like he hits a home run and then he's out, right? Like, he's out of it.
Yeah.
And he hit the home run Saturday, and then he was 0-for on Sunday. It didn't feel like it jump-started him the way I wanted it to. And he's had a couple of those moments, because he has seven home runs? So he's had moments where he's hit a home run or two, and I feel like, oh, now he's going to come out of it. And then he goes 0-for the next day. It's like he can't sustain when he does put it together. Kyle, where are you at on Bryce as we enter the second quarter of the season, and he's hitting 232?
So, I'm not, like, panicking, I don't think, but I think I'm kind of where you are in that I'm starting to have a little bit of concern with it. Just like normally I would say with Bryce, it's probably just a bit of a slump. He'll get out of it eventually. It's getting a little bit prolonged for me to think that it's a slump. And I'm with you. Like, every time you start to feel like he's about to break out of it or he hits that home run, it just doesn't happen. Like, he reverts back to what he's been doing all season long. And I think the biggest thing is that I can't explain exactly what's going on. I'm definitely not going to go with the trouble at home excuse. But, like, it feels like he's a little bit desperate to find the answer. It feels like Topper's becoming a little bit desperate. You can see it, like, on his face, and you can see it with some of his actions. I mean, like, I don't want to make too much about the head-shaving thing, but that to me feels like I need to do something or anything that can, like, change the mojo of my season. And that to me feels like an act of desperation. So that it all sort of starts to build up, and I think makes me worry a little bit about where the season's going to head for him.
And they need him. I mean, look, they're winning, Hugh, without him playing at a high level.
But we always say this team goes as Bryce goes.
Yeah, and look, they've had a really good run the last few weeks. But as this season goes along, especially let's fast forward to the playoffs, they're not going to score enough runs to win the World Series unless he hits.
Yeah.
I mean, they have one hitter right now that's hitting for real power, and that's Kyle Schwarber. They need a second guy, and that guy is supposed to be and should be Bryce Harper. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
Oh, man, listen, man, let's stop with the panicking. We're not pressing that button yet, man. Like, these guys, listen, June, July, all what's going on with Bryce is going to be done. Only thing we're going to be talking about is this is the guy we've been waiting to see. He's going to come alive, man. Like, I don't have no doubts about him. Yeah, I believe he's going through a little something. And you're probably right, you. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff do weigh on him, you know, with the wife going through the different, you know, things with her pregnancy. And sometimes a guy gets the emotional feeling, you know, because she's pregnant. You know what I'm saying? So you never know what's going on with him. But whatever it is, he's going to fix it. The Phils, I know they're going to beat both of these games. You know what I mean? This doubleheader today. I don't have no doubt, man. We're going to pull together, and we're going to start winning, man. And everybody is going to start to contribute. Let's stop worrying, please.
It's not panic, Will, but it's not 10 games. It's 40 games, and he hasn't hit yet.
Yeah, give him some time, man. And guess what? He's not going to be the only one hitting. The whole team is going to hit. But I just want to say this, and I'm going to land. This is what I want to say. I need y'all to stay committed to what's been helping y'all win. The small ball, the sacrifice balls, the stealing bases, working the pitcher. I need y'all to stand and stick to that, man. Because as you see, once you start trying to hit the big one, it's not winning this game. So stick with the script, baby, and let's start winning.
Well, look, they've done well. I mean, I like the way their offense has been the last 3 weeks. And, Will, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, the Phillies' offense has really been kind of a group effort, other than Schwarber's power.
And that's and at the end of the day, that's what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, you want that, but you want Bryce Harper to be a part of that.
He needs to be a huge part of it.
Yeah, but you're getting exactly what you wanted from this offense collectively. You're getting contributions from other guys.
Yeah, well, they are.
You just need to get the main guy going.
Well, they do. And I look, if you ask me right now, do I think he's going to hit better from here on out the rest of the season? Yes. I mean, his track record speaks for itself. It hits you when the manager says he feels bad. That's not something usually a manager says that if a player's injured, right? They keep getting banged up. They come back. They get hurt again. I feel bad for this guy. He feels bad? I mean, what is he seeing from Harper? He feels bad.
Well, that's the part that we don't know, and that's why, you know, I do this reckless speculation that I do. It might be, you know, he might be coming in some, oh, man, you know, just hypothetically, oh, my wife's getting on my nerves. Or it might be the mother-in-law getting on his nerves. It might be father-in-law. Hell, it might be his mom. It could be a number of different
Maybe
things.
It's you.
Maybe it is. Maybe he's tired
got
of
reckless
being
speculation
all
Douglas
this
reckless on the radio.
Speculation on the airwaves, man. But, I mean, it is something to be said. Like, there are certain things. As an athlete, you're not supposed to take the work with you. But unfortunately, sometimes that happens. You know, just like when we were talking yesterday, and my baby girl called and she needed money.
Mm. Are you okay now?
No.
Okay.
Took me a while. Mm-hmm. But I was still – like, I went to the golf tournament. Shout out to the afternoon show because I was hanging out with them yesterday. And I'm complaining to Ike about it. And he was like, dude, you know, it's not so much – complaining about doing it, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just, you know, I don't like spending money like that.
Yeah, but you came to work yesterday.
Yeah, I did.
You didn't have an offer.
Yeah, but I still, but I was clearly at some point, I felt off my game. You know what I mean? Mm. I mean, because, you know, there's a lot going on. When they start asking for dollar amounts, you just get, like, you know, man, it just gets a little uncomfortable.
So is our audience going to give you a pass because you were off your game?
No, never. And I don't expect them to because – they wouldn't know that if I didn't tell them.
Yeah, but you're an open book with that
stuff. I'm an open book.
You told everyone yesterday. All right, 215-592-9494. Bryce Harper enters play today at two. He's hitting .232. Are you starting to have real concern with his season? Look, there's a lot of elements to this. You know, it's still only 40 games. I understand that. He probably will come out of that. I get it. You look at you look at his numbers too. Some of the, you know, the strikeouts, the walks. It's normal. Like, that stuff isn't. I wouldn't say there's a red flag. Like, if there was a red flag, like,
it's just not Bryce Harper-like.
Yes.
He's not where we would like him to be. He's not where we're comfortable with him being right now.
Yes, and it's gone on for a while.
It's like, hold up, wait a minute. You know, Bryce usually does Bryce things around this time.
Yeah, I mean, I look back this morning at his numbers. First, I'd say 10 games or so, he had normal numbers. I mean, it wasn't maybe his best, but it was kind of just like, he's fine, he's normal. Yeah. The last 30 games, it's been about a 30-game slump now for Bryce Harper where he's not
looking Bryce Harper-like.
Yeah, I would say he's been bad for the last 30 games.
And bad?
Bad.
Yeah, like he's been bad.
He's been bad for 30 games. About a month's worth of baseball, he's been bad.
Okay.
Now, again, every hitter goes through slumps, even the best ones, but we're going on 30 games now where he's not impacted the team in a real way.
He started slow last year, too. If I remember correctly, he really started getting it going in May, but I don't know if it was this far into May. And it just feels like this is one of the longer slumps we've seen Bryce have as a Philly.
I think so, too.
Besides his first year.
Yes. I think his first year took up like a month and a half, 2 months to get going, and there were a lot of strikeouts in there. And you kind of chalk that up to new player, new city. That happens. But this one's a little different. 215-592-9494. Are you starting to have real concerns with Bryce Harper's season? And, Hugh, today's a day Today's the kind of day where I think you come out of it. The Cardinals don't have great pitching. The guy that's starting the game today in the first game, Eric Fetty's a guy he's crushed in his career. Like, you know what I want today? I just want to walk out of here after we go to the game, the first game, and Bryce hit a home run or two, get on base three times, be like, all right, here we go. I feel like we haven't had that feeling.
You want that good feeling. You want to feel like, you know, like a sigh of relief. Get that monkey off your back.
Yes. Because the Phillies have a favorable schedule this month. They're off to a good start, what they did last week in Cleveland and Tampa. Like, that's all great. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, they lost the first game, okay, to the Cardinals. Now they got these two today. They got the Pirates this weekend. They get to play the Rockies next week. Like, this is a month where they should play really well. And it's a month where he should hit really well. And if he does, they're going to win a ton of baseball games with the way their starting pitching is, with the way Schwarber's hitting. It feels like, you know, the last 2 weeks, I think they've played a lot better. And they've been a team that it's way easier to watch them and feel good about them the last 2 weeks. But I think Bryce is the missing piece to get everyone in this city back on board. If they pitch like this and the bullpen's better and Bryce and Schwarber are hitting, then we can start to dream on what this season could be. Until then, it's kind of holding me back because their best player is not playing like it.
Well, you know, I mean, I hear what you're saying. For me, it's going to take a lot more than that, but it would be nice to have him hitting. I think that, you know, I'm with a lot of fans when they think that, you know, even if Bryce Harper does get hitting and he gets out of the slump that he's in, we're still going to have our hands folded, our arms folded, but we're still going to be watching with a little bit of, you know, apprehension when it comes to this.
Sure. I mean, I think that's natural for a lot of people, yeah. No matter what. I just mean if they get him going, we're going to have a big summer. I mean, like, if he starts to hit the way he's supposed to, add it to Schwarber, add it to the starting pitching, they're going to win a ton of games this season.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah. But if he doesn't, I don't think they're going to sustain winning the way they have. I mean, it feels like it's almost – it's great, but it's not sustainable. Like, they're not going to get all this offense from Bryson Stott and all these guys all year and win games. Like, they need Bryce Harper to hit. This team is built for Bryce Harper to hit. And so far, he hasn't held up his end of the bargain. 215-592-9494. That is how you join us. They were live at Citizens Bank Park. All right, Hugh, we got a lot going on today because at 11 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Cole Hamels.
Oh, he's coming in?
Well, he's going to be on the phone.
Okay, yeah. I'm about to say.
I mean, if he wants to pop in the booth.
We ain't got enough room for him.
Yeah, we got chairs in here.
Okay,
yeah.
Just checking.
You think we're going to box Cole out if he
wants to? No, I'm just saying.
He's a World Series MVP.
I'm just saying. I mean, he ain't a big guy, but.
You can go, Hugh.
It's a lot of, you know.
Well, I mean, one of us could give up our chairs.
I ain't giving up my chair. I mean, I got a lot of love for Cole. He can't have this one, though.
I don't mean for good, for today.
No, he can't have it.
We told the audience he's on at 11.
Can't have it, Cole. Can't have it. Can't have my chair.
All right, well, we might have to put up a poll. Should Hugh Douglas give up his chair to Cole Hamels at 11 today? I mean, you're not a World Series MVP.
I am definitely not a World Series. I didn't win World Series, nothing. No, nothing.
Those are facts right there. Cole Hamels going to join us at 11:30. We'll have Elliott Shore Parks with us. Eagles schedule, there's more leaks coming out. We now know when the Chiefs game is. That's going to be week 2.
As somebody walks by with a Chiefs jersey on.
We can't have that.
And a Roy Holiday jersey.
No.
He's confused.
He's got both on at the same time?
He got the you know what? Yes.
That's a lot. That's a
yeah,
lot.
That is a lot.
That's a weird combination. All right. Cole Hamels at 11. Your phone calls. And we'll get to the big MLB news that came down after our show yesterday. The never-ending story gets a new chapter.
This one's going to get it going, ain't it?
Yeah, well, people love to react to Pete Rose. Pete Rose taken off the restricted list and the banned list by Major League Baseball, now eligible for the Hall of Fame. 215-592-9494. Where are you on Bryce Harper as the Phillies get set for a doubleheader today? I'm starting to have real concern, not panic, but concern that his season is not what we expected it to be. Short show today. Get in now. Midday show live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, well, that's true. They are. Not us. We're in the booth here, Hugh. But the raindrops are falling out there. Welcome back. Midday Show live from the DeBoer Heart and Lung Center broadcast booth. DeBoer Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. We're live today at Citizens Bank Park, where the Phillies are scheduled, Hugh, to play a doubleheader.
It's a lot of cheering out here today. One of the kids got an Uncrustable.
Ooh, okay. Is it the grape or the strawberry?
I can't tell.
They have different kinds. They have a Nutella one now, the hazelnut.
No, that doesn't sound – but I'm not a Nutella fan.
Well, you're not a kid either.
Yeah, but I'm not a Nutella fan.
It's weather education day here at the park, which feels very appropriate.
Yeah, because it's raining like the Dickens right now.
Yes. I believe it's going to clear up sometime early this afternoon, and the plan is to play two. Hopefully Bryce Harper's in the lineup for both games and hits in both games. Are you starting to have real concern with Harper's season? 40 games in, and he has not – hit yet. 215-592-9494. I am, after hearing Topper yesterday say he feels bad for Bryce Harper. That struck me. Plus the Harper haircut. I mean, he pulled a Sirianni yesterday. He pulled the Sirianni
He went many men and Stephon Bay.
And at that point, there was reason to have concern about Nick Sirianni's season. Now, it worked out.
Yeah.
But we had concern then. It wasn't going great.
Well, I look at it like this, man. I look at it like, it is a sign of distress.
Yep.
Or something like that. It is a little bit of a sign of that. But I don't think we're at a point where we have to be concerned about him just yet. Now, the haircut is alarming. Mm-hmm. But
you were the first one on that about Sirianni.
Yeah. I was definitely the first. Yeah. But it worked out for Coach Sirianni, so I'm assuming I hope it works out for Bryce.
So everyone that shaves their head unexpectedly, things are going to be okay?
Well, I shaved my head unexpectedly this morning, and it was everything.
But it's not unexpected. You do this all the time.
It was very expected.
Kyle, I ain't got no choice.
Well, you tried to not shave it, and we know what happened.
Yeah, I got ridiculed.
Yeah, people pointed out the cul-de-sac. All right, before we get to the phone lines here, Hugh, we did get some huge MLB news yesterday. It's a never-ending story that I am ready for it to end.
Ooh.
So MLB reinstated Pete Rose. Of course, Pete passed away recently, so he's no longer with us, but he's reinstated now, which makes him eligible for the Baseball Hall of Fame, which, of course, famously he has been ineligible for all these years. Here's my thing on this. Number one, this is total false hustle by baseball. They waited till he died to do this. I mean, they could have done it at any point in the last 30 years, and they waited till he died. They didn't want him to be able to experience the Hall of Fame. They didn't want him to have the joy of it. They waited, and now they stand to benefit because, number one, people are going to talk about this. It's newsworthy. It's buzzworthy. If they elect him to the Hall of Fame, they'll do a whole big thing in Cooperstown. He won't be there for it.
But his family will.
Well, yeah, his family will.
His family get a chance.
But he won't, right? So he doesn't get to enjoy it.
And he doesn't get to speak.
Yep. I am not for Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. He cheated. He bet on baseball. He lied to everyone about it for years. He was his own worst enemy. I don't want Pete Rose's name anywhere near the Hall of Fame. I don't care he's the hit king. And this, to me, just reeks of baseball just trying to, like, correct something that they – but without giving the person who actually earned the right to be eligible in a lot of people's minds the chance to be there. I don't want him in, Hugh. I just think this is stupid by Major League Baseball to do it now. Like, if you didn't do it while he was alive, why are we doing it now? Hugh, where do you come down on a Pete?
Joe, again, allow me to long talk because this is the benefit – that we have in this city of talk radio.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a chance to listen to a bunch of different opinions on this and kind of come to my own conclusion. Let me start here. Initially, when I heard it, I was like, okay, he is the hits king.
Mm-hmm.
And he is a part of baseball. And then shout out to the afternoon show. Got a chance to hear Ike say something to the effect that you can't talk about baseball unless you talk about his contribution.
I agree with that.
And the way you played the game the right way. I get that. And it's not – it's the baseball Hall of Fame. It's not the good person Hall of Fame. It's not the I made the right decisions or I had a moral compass Hall of Fame. So I got that side of it. But then as I was riding home from the Surfside Golf Tournament yesterday, shameless plug, I got a chance to listen to Rob Ellis. Shout out to Rob Ellis because he did a masterful job of talking about it. And he talked about the other aspect of Pete Rose and all the other things that he did. And I'm not going to lie to you, man. In this day and age, it's hard. It's hard to get past that because I am one of those cats that I look at it and your contributions on the field should be the only thing that we're talking about. But, man, when I hear the callers call in and I hear Rob talk about it and some of the things that he did, because there was a lot of Pete Rose that I didn't know.
A lot. And it's not – mostly not good.
It's not. And it's like he said something that made a lot of sense. He said, okay, because this is the storyline that people go with when they talk about Pete Rose. Well, he didn't bet on his games. He didn't bet against his team.
Right.
And Rob said something yesterday that resonated. He said, you might not have bet on him, but you were compromised because you knew potentially how, you know, if somebody was cooked or whatever.
Of course.
You could change the outcome of the game. You had information. You had inside information. And that's something that's factual. And then I got to thinking about – sorry for long talking, but this is the range of emotions that I had. Then I got to thinking about why now? Baseball was in a good place. You know, with the game growing – you know, with the innovations that you have, the pitch clock and all the other stuff that you've done over the last couple of years, why you drop this grenade in the room that was unneeded?
Well, and right after he passes away.
Yeah, I mean, like, why did you drop that grenade in the room? I don't get it. I'm still torn by it, Joe, to be honest, because on one side, you're right, Ike. You can't tell the story of baseball without telling the story of Pete Rose and – the way he played the game, if you look at just strictly that, that's the way you want kids to play.
As a player.
As a player.
Sure.
And it's tough, man, because for a lot of people, same thing like when Michael Vick was here. And Michael Vick, the diehard Eagles fans, they were torn because they love dogs and you know, they couldn't get past that. It's the same thing here. It's the same thing.
Yeah, look. Ike's right in saying that as a player, he played the game the right way. He was an incredible player, the all-time hit king. He came here to Philadelphia, helped the Phillies win. But he also cheated the game in a uniform. He was the manager of the Reds, betting on baseball. And he's the ultimate liar. I don't believe he never bet against the Reds. And even if he didn't, like you said, and he always said he never bet against them. Like to me, Hugh, if you bet on your team on a Tuesday and you're the manager, and you know I'm not going to bet on Wednesday. You're going to go all out to win Tuesday and then screw Wednesday. Like, yeah. I can't trust you.
You have that inside. You have that information that can manipulate
the game,
the way that you do certain
yes,
things.
Yes, you're in charge of it. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
It's a tough one, man.
I'm out.
This is a tough one.
I thought we were past this because when he passed away, I figured, oh, they never did it. Now he's gone. And now they've reopened this can of worms. I don't want him in the Hall of Fame.
Let me say this. Is like and I think everybody has to answer this question or be honest with themselves. Is it because of his past transgressions? I mean, I know it's part of that, but is it more for you the timing, the fact that he just died not too long ago, and now they roll this out? What if they did this, like devil's advocate? What if they did this 10 years from now, when it didn't matter? You know what I mean? Because baseball is in bed with betting. Like, yeah. Betting is not as bad as it once was.
That part is – I think the irony in all this is you're right. Baseball, like every other pro sport, is in bed with betting, right?
Yes.
If an active player or manager bet on baseball, they'd be banned. And now we're going to take someone because he was once great and because he just died who literally bet on the game and say, whatever, put him in now.
And then look at it like this. Playing devil's advocate again. In order – to let the steroid era guys in.
You start with Pete?
You got to start with Pete.
Well, that's a nice conspiracy theory.
Well, I'm just
well,
saying.
Well, that's interesting.
Because look at it. Barry Bonds.
Roger Clark.
Roger, like, look.
Mark
like,
McGuire,
the,
yeah.
Look at the list.
Well, to the point you made that Ike made yesterday, you can't tell the story of baseball without those guys either.
Yes, because the juice ball era. What was it called? The steroid era?
Yeah.
that brought people back to baseball.
Totally. Chicks take the long ball.
It did. Nobody cared. And this is how I remember the Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa era. Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa seemed like every other day, knocking the ball out of the park.
And right? they looked like Andre the Giant.
They looked like Mark McGwire looked like a Greek god. He looked like Kratos from God of War.
He looked like the ultimate warrior.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the only reason anybody thought anything because they saw was the Andro in his locker. Mm-hmm. And then somebody got the idea to write a story about it. And then it became – but you know what did it for me? I remember we were going somewhere, and I used to read Muscle and Fitness magazine all the time. And they had an article in there. And this is during the era, during the time where I was working out with – my trainer was a bodybuilder, Rope Man, and we talked about – muscle, because this was during the time where, you know, I was being injured a lot, and so I was trying to figure out how to feed my muscles in order not to be injured.
Yep.
So I'm reading Muscle and Fitness magazine, trying to get all these supplements and stuff and try to take care of my body. There was a story in there about Barry Bonds, and it resonated with me because you get like 3 or 4 months off of baseball, right, in the offseason. Barry Bonds said that he gained 20 pounds of muscle in off season. Now, I know that during the time when I was working out, at the most, if you working out, Joe, and you eating clean, you can only gain 2.5 to 3 pounds of muscle a month. That's if you're doing everything right. This dude gained 20 pounds of muscle in 3 months.
And his head size grew five sizes.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, dude, something's going on. But I say all that to say this. Those guys – they were part of an era of baseball where they were putting up crazy numbers and everybody knew what was going on. Nobody said a thing. So I think that this is the gateway to allow all those other cats.
It might be. And maybe that's the kind of the deep down effect of this. 215-592-9494. You could react to the Pete Rose thing as well, as baseball has reinstated Pete Rose. Also, Shoeless Joe Jackson, who's you know the name if you've seen Field of Dreams. But, I mean, the thing happened over 100 years ago.
You watched him play.
Thanks a lot, Kyle.
Back in 1919, Hugh was a huge White Sox fan.
I caught a straight. Oh, yeah, and I caught a straight yesterday.
What did he say?
Called me bald.
You are bald.
The hair club thing, but it wasn't cool.
That's not a stray. It's facts.
But it was like, it wasn't cool.
So let's go to the phone lines here. 215. Go ahead, Kyle.
I guess I just wonder, where you eventually draw the line. It does open up a huge can of worms, and it's like, okay, well, if he's allowed in, then do we really think that the steroid thing is that bad? Do we think the cheating thing is that bad?
I think this is the start.
Do we think what the Astros did was that, you know what, where do we draw the line on the integrity thing? And I guess I'll just throw this in, because I get when we say you can't tell the story of baseball without Pete Rose, but you can tell the story of Pete Rose's legacy in baseball without putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, you can.
Pete Rose, what Pete Rose was and what he means still to baseball, we still talk about him all the time. That's never going to go away, whether he's in the Hall of Fame or not.
Well, and let's add this to it, because we talk about the gambling aspect. It's legal now, right?
Yeah.
But for us to gamble on it. But they can't, right? Topper can't gamble on the Phillies. Could you imagine how baseball would look ridiculous if they're putting Pete Rose in, his family's there, celebrating Pete after all these years, and then a week later, a current manager gets dinged for gambling? He'd be banned from baseball forever, but we're putting Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame. It's just
the irony. I get that.
He broke the rule. And he's not even here to celebrate it. I think the whole thing is silly.
Yeah,
Chris, let's go to the phone lines. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Chris.
Happy doubleheader day, man.
Happy doubleheader day. Hopefully
that dog,
the weather.
That dog ain't hunting.
No, we're playing two today. It's a beautiful day for baseball. Go ahead, Chris.
So, guys, I'm going to touch on this Hall of Fame thing real quick, and then I want to pivot to our boy Bryce. So the Hall of Fame, as far as I feel about that, I agree with what Mike Tyson had to say on the matter. He pretty much hit the nail on the head for me. So anybody that hasn't heard that clip, it's pretty entertaining. Tune in to that. Now, let me pivot over to Mr. Harper. I am not concerned about Bryce right now. I know Bryce is going to hit. Bryce is going to hit and be Bryce. Here's how confident I am in that fact. Bryce will hit 280 plus. Bryce will also hit 30 plus home runs. I am that confident that if he doesn't, I will no longer make fun of sellout Douglas for selling his soul to Stewardess Jim.
Wow.
To Stewardess.
So just to put this in perspective, what you're saying, Chris, just to do the math in my head quickly, the rest of the season from here on out, he's going to have to hit probably around or over 300. I would say probably over 300 the rest of the way, and hit 23 or more home runs, which is certainly possible, but, you know, he hasn't done anything like that yet. So that's what you need.
He can go on a tear.
He could go on a tear, sure. That's what you need.
I am that confident that he will lock in and Bryce will be just fine, and I will continue to get make fun of sellout Douglas to sell in his soul to a cowgirl fan in Stewardess Gym. So you know what? Delaware Valley, get prepared. Get ready, because you are about to watch MVP HIRDER. Go on a run. Let's go, Phillies.
Good call, Chris. We appreciate it. I'm glad he spelled everything right there. You know what I just thought about with the sellout thing with
What's that? And
Cowboy Jim? Now I'm concerned that we're going to get a whole summer of Cowboy Jim bribing you with bourbon, and then we're gonna get to week one, and I'm going to have to hear, I don't know, these Cowboys might be pretty tough.
No, man, I never go against the family now.
Smashing that plus seven, Dallas, in a heartbeat.
Oh, man, yeah, they're not going against the family.
It's part of his parlay for week
one. It's not going against the family.
You can't be trusted.
I think I'm going to go ahead and start the season with a 10-leg parlay.
10-leg parlay.
Yeah.
No, the lines for all the games are going to be out tonight.
God help us if he hits
that. You could put the parlay in tomorrow.
I'm going to put the parlay in tomorrow. I'm going to go ahead and pick. I'm going to probably pick some tomato tans.
Yeah.
At the gate.
Yeah, you go money line or on the spread?
Oh, you know me.
Money line.
So that means you're going to include the Ravens, Commanders, Rams?
Commodores.
The tomato cans? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
just wanted to double check.
Yeah, all those teams.
Yeah, I'm going to go and hit the ground. I'm going to hit the ground one. What's up, little guy?
Yeah.
So you got to wave at the kids when they wave.
Yeah, again, the waving's fine. It's the talking. That's the part that we frown upon. Let's go to Patricia in Huntington Valley. What's up, Patricia?
Hi. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patricia.
Hi. So I'm not sure which thing is bothering me more, the Pete Rose thing or the Bryce Harper thing, but I couldn't agree with you, gentlemen, more about the Pete Rose thing. It's a travesty. Again, why are they doing it now? I think gambling is so pervasive in every sport that, yeah, it seems like just an open door to let the steroid people into. So it's really a slap in the face to all those gentlemen who've reached the Hall of Fame the right way. And I just feel it's a disgrace, and I feel that Rob Manfred is just absolutely a puppet and, excuse my language, a whore to whoever will pay him the most. Between the gambling and the advertising, it's just the game isn't anything like it used to be. And my poor husband, my late husband, is probably turning in his grave right now because of all the atrocities that are going on.
Well, I don't think you're the only one who feels somewhat like that with the way that sports have changed. Like, I don't have a problem, Patricia, with the leagues taking money from these entities because
it's money to be made.
Yeah, and other sports, they got to keep up. But the Rose thing, it's just false hustle to me. They didn't do it when he was alive, and to do it now, it's like,
well, they didn't want to hear what he had to say.
Right. So he's not.
I get what you're saying.
He's not here to enjoy it. So we're doing it for us. I don't want it. Do most baseball fans want him in the Hall of Fame? I don't think most people care anymore.
No.
Here's the,
Roy Halladay wasn't here to enjoy it. So I mean, I don't think that that's a legitimate excuse or reason. You know what I mean?
I think the timing is off. Again, if he was eligible and he passed away, that's different. But they made him eligible post, you know, passing away. Patricia, what are you feeling on Bryce?
I feel as if he's not 19 years old anymore. He's not a megastar like he was when he first came up. He's 32 years old. And in this sport, that's unfortunately getting to be old. And that violent swing of his is crazy. And I'm surprised that he hasn't been carried off the field in that pose, like trying to swing that bat. I mean, he's a chiropractor, orthopedic, physical therapy nightmare as it is. And this is a game of adjustment. And I feel as if he needs to start making adjustments for his age and his body.
Well, speaking of things to adjust to, yeah, teams have thrown him way more curveballs and breaking balls this year than ever before. He's seeing very few pitches in the strike zone. Patricia, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, I brought that up in the opening segment. Like, we don't have any report. We don't have any reason to believe he's hurting.
He's hurt.
But we know he's had back issues in the past, and his body is just not the normal 32-year-old. He started playing full seasons of baseball in the major leagues at 19. Like, in terms of games played, he's probably closer to a normal 35-year-old major leaguer, right? The guys that come up when
they're... Yeah, because of the swing and everything.
Right, and when he came up really young, most guys come up in their early 20s. He came up at 19. I don't know. I mean, only he knows how his body is feeling. But the longer this goes on, it makes me wonder, is he feeling older than your typical 32-year-old? I don't know the answer.
That's a tough one. I know that he's been working extra hard, and to your point, he's not seeing a whole lot of good pitches. But I don't think he's done. I think that, you know, most times, especially for baseball players, it's more of a gradual decline.
Yes.
It's not falling off the cliff. It's not like being a running back or a defensive end.
Unless there's big injury.
Yeah. So I don't think that's the case. I just think that for him right now, there's just a lot of stuff going on, and most of it is mental.
And if that's the case, I think eventually the talent and the he's a smart hitter. Like, it all went out.
Like, what does Topper like to say? You start hitting what's on the back of your baseball card or whatever? Yeah.
Well, we're at the point now. If Bryce gets
it. Yeah, he got to start hitting on the back of
his baseball. Yeah, but if he gets there, he's going to have to get really hot. Like, we're going to get a good run out of him if he does get to the back of that baseball card. Ted is in Marlton. Hey, Ted. Ted.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
I'll be fast. After listening to everybody's reaction about Rose getting in and using the word transgressions, I think it's just a matter of, unfortunately, politics. Two dirty old men, and one supporting the other. And Pete's getting in. Pete was recommended to be, his transgressions to be forgiven. So I just want to stick my foot in there and say I don't think he should be there. It's bad for baseball because the next thing is who else is going to be forgiven? Is Barry Bonds going to be forgiven?
I'd actually be more okay with that because those guys were never banned from baseball, right? They just we know they cheated and we know what they did, but the whole league was cheating at that point. And Ted, I appreciate your phone call. I'd never been against Bonds and Clemens getting in. Now, if they don't get the votes, they don't get the votes. But at least they're on the ballot. The Rose thing is just ridiculous. He's obviously speaking about the president pardoning Pete Rose a few months ago. That was what he was speaking of. I don't know how much that had to do with it. Frankly, I don't care if that had anything to do with it. The point is, he's going to be on the ballot, and they're going to vote or not vote for Pete Rose. I wouldn't vote him in. Like, if I had a vote, I would not write Pete Rose's name down. If you had a vote, would you vote him in?
I'd be torn, Joe. I'm not gonna lie to you. And I know we work in a job where you have to have an opinion about something. But I'm torn between him being a part of the legacy of baseball and the way that people feel about his off the field stuff.
He's totally unlikable as a person.
And here's the thing. In my opinion, I guess I can't answer it. In my opinion, one shouldn't affect the other. It shouldn't, but in this case, it really does.
Well,
and it's very, very polarized.
Let's, Hewitt, you're right, it shouldn't, but we'd be naive to think it doesn't.
Yes, you're right.
Let me give you a quick example, and I don't want to get into all his stuff.
No, I get it.
On merit, Curt Schilling is a Hall of Famer. Why isn't Curt Schilling in? Because Curt Schilling is a lot. He's a lot.
I like the way you said that.
I mean, he is. He's offended almost everyone you can offend.
You're right. And this is where, for me, it's okay. If you're asking me, as a sports fan, as a former professional athlete, yes, I would vote
because
for him.
He was a great athlete.
Because he was a great athlete.
Yes, and a great player.
But as a human being that has to deal with other human beings on a regular basis, that's a tough pill to swallow.
It is.
No,
and he cheated in uniform.
Not a cheat. Like that.
He cheated in uniform.
That part is egregious, but it's not as egregious for me as it is for you.
Yeah, he bet
because
on baseball.
It's like what they say, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Yeah, but he bet.
No, I got what you're saying.
A corked bat is different than
betting. I get what you're saying. Yeah. That is not – that. Like, we're all trying to move the line all the time. I get it, though.
215-592-9494. We're live, Citizens Bank Park. We'll take your phone calls on Bryce Harper. Are you starting to have real concern with the season? And, of course, the Pete Rose thing with him now being eligible and off the restricted list. All right, your phone calls, and we'll be joined by former Phillies great World Series MVP Cole Hamels joins us next on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today from Citizens Bank Park as we get set for a doubleheader today. Phillies and the Cardinals. First game at 1:05. We'll play another one tonight. And, of course, the Phillies hoping to get hot, stay hot, play well, and get back to the level that our next guest was at back in 2008, 2009 in the World Series, former World Series MVP, now doing some TV work with the Phillies. And he's part of the Phillies Fantastic Auctioneer. What a great item to bid on. Cole Hamels joins us right now. Cole, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Cole, I'm curious, how has retired life been, and how has the transition been for you to start to do the media thing now?
Yeah, it didn't last very long. I think that's probably the funniest part is when people say, oh, I can't wait to retire, I can't wait to retire. And I know it's something that is, you know, for most, it's a goal and ambition, but as an athlete, it comes too quick. And so, you know, to stay mentally sharp and to just stay active is something that I've always enjoyed. And that's what I've really thought would be a really good transition to stay in baseball. And mm-hmm. What better way than to come back to Philly, because Philly has, you know, always held a very special part in my life. And I hope I do for many Philadelphians. And it's just to give back and to express the knowledge that I have and see if I can help out some of the players there. There's a lot. I know this is a big transition and learning lesson for Phillies, and I'm super thankful NBC wanted to take me and give me, I guess, kind of that trial run and see if I can succeed at broadcasting. So it's a lot of learning, but I'm really excited about it.
So my question to you is this. Do you find it challenging, especially, you know, since you're so close to the players, to be somewhat critical at times? Or how do you handle that part of it?
Absolutely. I think that's still the hardest part for me is I know how difficult the game of baseball is and the day in and day out grind, and to live up to, you know, last year's statistics or your potential of what, you know, people put on you. There's a lot that's going on in players, and they want to be able to do well, and they want to do well for their fan base. They want to do well for their teammates. They want to live up to their contracts. So I do understand that. It's just the little things that you always have to stay with them. And I think that's something of a good teammate anyway, is when we're in the locker room and when things aren't going well, a good leader, a good teammate does get on guys and make sure that they're doing the little things and, you know, has those constructive criticisms, you know, allows them to have that, those comments that you know, the talks, that does happen. And so now I'm just kind of doing it in a different way, but I completely respect and understand what you have to do to be able to explain things to the fans. And, you know, not, you know, the Philly way, because I know I was a player. I got bashed, too. So it's just doing it in a different way.
Cole, you led me right to a question. I need to hear your thoughts on what you're seeing right now with Bryce Harper, because you mentioned about living up to the contract and playing to the level that we expect. And Bryce has been a great Philly, Cole. He really has lived up to everything here. But he's off to a tough start by his standards, well below where he typically is through 40 games, and his batting average is down. What have you seen? Do you think he's going to come out of this soon? What do you think is going on with Bryce? Because he hasn't been the Bryce we're used to so far this season.
Right, and that's kind of what happens. I think he's his biggest critic, and that's sometimes when you put a ton of pressure on yourself to live up to what you're capable of or what you know you need to do for everybody else. Sometimes you get out of your comfort zone, and so I think just for him, it's just a step back and to relax and know that he is one of the greatest baseball players of all time. I mean, the guy's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, so I know he wants to win, and I know that's one of his big things is to win, and especially to win in Philadelphia. It's very important to him. So it's just simplifying a little bit and not getting out of the zone. You can see the stats. I mean, he's not seeing the fastball. And so for him, it's to look for the off speed that's in the zone, and anything that's out of the zone, let it go. I mean, walks are just as good. Look at Schwarber. I mean, getting on base is huge. Look how he's continuing to do it. You don't have to always get hit.
Cole Hamels joining us here on the Midday Show. We're live from Citizens Bank Park today. Cole, what's been your reaction and your impression of the Phillies' newest starter, Jesus Luzardo, coming here from Miami? He's going to start the first game of this doubleheader today. He's been, just by the numbers, a revelation. And he was good in Miami a couple years ago, not as good last year with a back injury, but feels like we might have got a steal here in that trade. What have you thought watching Luzardo so far?
Oh, no, you have to really give credit to, you know, the front office for being able to follow him his whole career and just waiting to pounce, because he is. I think he was the type of player that you just – he was waiting to break out. And that is the toughest part about playing the game of baseball, is you want to get established, you want to get in the big leagues, but then you want to win. You want to have the opportunity to win. And there's something that when you know there's that expectation, you start to rise to it. And – you know, it was tough in Miami. There wasn't the expectation that they were going to win. So to get to a bigger market, big city that has all those expectations, has the type of players around him, he's now excelling. And that's, you're seeing the type of player that he probably has always been. He just wasn't able to have it come out. And now, I mean, he's lights out, and it's really great to watch.
You know what, Cole, I'm kind of curious, because before the season started, I think I saw you was on television somewhere. You were talking about Taijuan Walker and how excited you were for his stuff. What did you see in him when they were in Clearwater that made you think that he could start the season the way he started it so far?
He came in incredible shape. You could see his arm action was a lot better than it was in the past. And you could see the focus. And I think sometimes with any athlete is you can get out of sorts and you don't prepare as much. You just think it's going to naturally come. And as you get older and you start to get the wear and tear, you start to have to adjust. And I think last year was just an adjustment period for him. It's the hard part where you get humbled. And I think that's what happened. You can really see his focus and his desire to be better. And he has that expectation now, and he's going out there and putting up numbers.
Cole, you know, as you know, you're talking about being retired and an analyst now and on TV, but I need you to put you go back to the frame of mind as being a pitcher. I'm wondering, if you were pitching, how would you attack Kyle Schwarber right now? Because it just feels like this guy gets better every year. And it used to be where lefties would get him. And most lefties, you know, a lefty could get them, and you'd have that advantage. But now he crushes lefties. If you were facing Kyle Schwarber, how would you attack him? It seems like no one can get him out anymore.
I don't know if you want me to give this guy a report. I want Schwarber to hit home runs and do everything he can. I can say when I was facing him when he was with the Cubs, he was young. He had a lot of power, so we understood where his pop zone was. And if you avoid the pop zone, you know what? Take a single. He wasn't stealing as many bags. I know he can get them when you least expect it. But he's a guy that does a lot of damage, has a lot of slugs. So just avoid it. And for us, it was just really just kind of stay away or stay more in and just see if he was going to bite. And, you know, now you look at him, look how patient he is. He's taking his walks. Sometimes when you're young, you don't want to take your walks. And that was something we knew. So we're like, hey, let's just let him get himself out.
Cole, how would you handicap this division right now? The Mets are off to a great start, and it feels like this rivalry is coming back, you know, the way it was in the heyday with you guys against the Mets. You know, go back to 07, 08. The Mets are in first place. They're a few games up on the Phillies. Their pitching has been really good. They have Soto now. How do you handicap this game? Now the Braves are back to 500. NL East looks like it's going to be a really good division again this year.
I think it's the best thing for baseball. I love the Met-Philly rivalry, and that was something that – it was tough. I mean, they beat the crud out of me. They're a tough team, and that's the expectations that the Mets have. I mean, when you have a large payroll, you're going out getting some of the best players to ever play the game, and you're trying to put together a winning team. You want that because that's what creates the environment. It creates the excitement when those series happen. I mean, I think all players want to be on the big ESPN games. They want to be that focal point for the week. And now those series are starting to come back. You know, I love being able to go to New York, Shea Stadium, Citi Field, and see the intensity that Mets fans did not like us. And then it was vice versa when they came down. That was exciting. We looked forward to those series. So that's something you want to see. I'm happy. You can never count out the Braves. I mean, good God. They've always been a good team. They have some of the best players there, too. So it's turning out to be a really good division that's going to come down to the wire.
It will. It usually does in the NL East. Phillies grabbed it last year, and they'll have to see the Mets again a lot down the stretch to try to take it from them this year. Cole, before we let you go, you got to tell us about what you have going on with the Phillies Fantastic Auction. It seems like a great opportunity here. You and a guest will have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to play a round of golf with you, Cole Hamels, at
golf.
The Union League Liberty Golf Club. Tell us about this.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been trying to work on my golf game, so I don't know what to expect. I'm doing all right. But I think just to be able to give you know, anybody an opportunity to just kind of play golf for about 3 to 4 hours, and it's a lot less stressful. You know, I just being able to really talk to fans and, you know, enjoy, you know, the atmosphere of being outside and playing golf, you know, talking baseball. That's something I think I've learned and a lot of my teammates have learned when we come back to Philly. These opportunities have been amazing. You know, we've just been blessed to be able to play for such a great organization in a sports town. And now we get to, you know, hopefully return the favor and talk shop and give some fun stories of what it was like when we were playing and winning. And, you know, it's just a great perspective and, you know, no better place than Union League golf course too.
So is that to say you don't take your golf game that serious, man? Because I know some cats that used to play here in Philadelphia, like Seth. They were talking about Seth yesterday. I was at a golf tournament. He is super intense. So you're not that it's not that serious for you?
No, I like to play. I mean, I'm a nine. So, you know, I'm good, but I'm not great. And I'll just have my meltdown holes and I'll just laugh about it. I think it's something because I don't practice it. I can't take myself so seriously. If I was out grinding and then I'm putting up snowmen, then I would be probably pretty pissed. But, you know, I can do really well and then I can just have absolute meltdowns and I just kind of laugh with it and just go with the flow.
Well, it sounds like a great experience. Round of golf for two with Cole Hamels. Philly's Fantastic Auction. The bidding goes from now until Sunday at 9 p.m. Cole, we appreciate you giving us a few minutes here. Enjoy today, and we're looking forward to hearing you more throughout the season on the broadcast. Thank you, Cole.
Yeah, thanks, guys. I look forward to hopefully 2 wins today.
Yes, need him to get another series here. Cole Hamels, World Series MVP 2008. We appreciate him joining us there. He's the one meltdown hole, but he still said he's pretty good. I mean,
yeah. You know what's funny?
I imagine he's pretty good.
Because Seth was at the stateside thing yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to see him, but he must have left an impression where one of our sales guys, Andrew, was talking about how intense he was. It's like Seth is intense with everything
he's
that he does.
He's intense in the radio studio. He's intense when you say hi. Hey, what's up? Good morning, Seth. He's intense.
I can't imagine. Like, that's – and it's funny because Ike's the same way. I hear Mike Quick's the same way.
Yes.
It's like those guys, man, they don't know how to shut it off. That's kind of why I don't play golf, because I don't want to be out there that intense trying to hit the ball and do all the other stuff. Man, it just seems like a lot.
But if you like it, if you enjoy it. Yeah.
I don't like it that much.
No, I didn't think you did. All right, 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question – sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. You're starting to have real concerns about Bryce Harper's season. 59% no, 41%. Yes, it certainly sounded like Cole Hamels not having those concerns with Bryce as he gets set for a doubleheader today. Let's go back to the phones here. Self in North Philly. What's up, Self?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Self,
hey,
what's up?
Hey, listen, man. First off, Pete Rose, he should be at. We talking about baseball, man. We talking about how he played the game. What he does as his personal character, we are not the judge. All right,
he bet on baseball
cool,
as a manager.
He got to deal with that.
He bet on baseball as a manager.
I don't care. He played the game. He put up numbers.
He was in a Reds uniform betting on baseball.
You said it best. First of all, you can't say that sell that to me because I don't think betting in any sport should be allowed, period. I don't care if it's a fan or a player. It shouldn't be allowed.
But he did it.
And I don't care. It's no difference than the steroids thing. He put up numbers. He played the game. He gave his life to the game. That's what we're judging him on. How did he play? Did he deserve to get in based off of his play? Not based off his character. Not based off his personality. Like, y'all got to get out your emotions and y'all bag about stuff that don't have nothing to do with nothing.
He was banned from the sport for 30 years.
That dog ain't gonna hunt.
Listen, whatever, man. Secondly, y'all got to stop with this baby Bryce Harper trash. When Bone was going through it, y'all slayed him. Y'all gave it to him. But y'all want to get his dude justifications and excuses. If he walking around like a baby moping and all, you need to go get him therapy. That's what you should do. He cutting his hair and everything else.
But yourself, you recognize there's a difference between Harper. There's a difference between Harper and Bone.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Because of how he hit. Like, we're not talking
one
about
guy,
him
one guy,
about
one guy's
going to
be in the Hall of Fame one day. One guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame, and the other guy is not that good.
That does not matter. Well, we're not talking about that, man. We're talking about his behavior. Y'all be mixing lines with stuff that don't matter. We're talking about his behavior. Mm-hmm. We're not talking about his production. There's a difference.
Yeah, but you put up
when
with stuff when
like
the guy
that,
hits.
You should be looking deeper.
You be looking deeper, Joe. You'll be looking deeper.
Sounds like Self isn't the one in his feelings, to be honest with you.
So what do you want? I don't even like Alec Bohm. What do you want me to say? It's not even that good.
I want him to have the same what's the word I'm looking for? I want him to have the same.
Why catch straight?
I want him to have.
You earned that one. All right, Self, that's enough.
What'd you say that's enough?
I
hear what Self saying, but that dog don't hunt. Who's the pitcher? Who's the pitcher that we're talking about? Not Bueller. Who is it? The one that got in trouble for being wild.
On our team?
No. Who? Bauer.
Oh, Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer.
Hold on. Poor Walker Bueller getting dragged into this.
Yeah, I did. I see it.
Walker Bueller's probably a good dude. You know, probably is.
My bad, Bueller. My bad.
Bauer.
Like, I hear what you're saying, but you like some dogs just don't hunt, man. Like Bauer was out there, wilding out. Well,
actually think the Pete Rose thing would be it'd be harder for me if only the transgressions were off the field, right? If nothing bad happened in the lines and it was just he's a degenerate off the field, then that's one. But he cheated on baseball in uniform.
Okay, what is the one that's more egregious for you? Because that's what we're talking about. So let's break it down to this. Because obviously, the cheating thing is not as big as it once was when he was alive. Because
the betting, the gambling, the cheating.
Yeah. That's not as big as it was when he was alive. Is it the other? Is it the off the field transgressions?
So if I had a vote and he never gambled on baseball, he was just a bad dude off the field, I would vote him in. I think Curt Schilling should be in the Hall of Fame. I don't think you should be kept out because I don't agree with you or maybe you did something wrong like that.
So it's for you the biggest thing is the betting.
He bet on baseball. Yeah. And he lied about it for years.
Yeah. Until he wrote the book, right?
Yeah. Well, and then he half lied about it, and then right at the end he was like, "Yeah, I kind of did it more than I said." I mean, he's a liar. I can't believe anything he says. If I had to guess, and you said, Joe, if you really had a guess, do you think he ever bet against his team? Yeah.
No, yeah.
You tell me he was in the hole and he knew he had a bad starter out there. He didn't put money in their team.
So,
I don't buy it.
See, I think for you that's the thing, but for a lot of people, it's the off the field stuff.
Well, that doesn't help him.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't help, man. Yeah. This is a tough one, and you have to ask yourself, to be honest, why is baseball decided to do this now? And I believe that there's a method to their madness.
You might be right on this.
I think there's a method to their madness, man, because You can't talk about – like I said, thank God for this radio station because the host – what they said yesterday resonated. It started with Ike when he talked about how you can't tell baseball, the story of baseball, without him. And then it followed up with Rob Ellis and him talking about the steroid era and all that other good stuff. They're trying to get him in, because if you get Pete Rose in, if Pete Rose goes into the Hall of Fame, then there's no excuse not to let everybody else in.
Well, I agree with that. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So you're going to take these hits now. You're going to take this negative press, and people are going to ask this and that. And then all of a sudden, you're going to start hearing names like Clemens, Bonds, Sosa, McGuire.
Because the same principle applies. You can't tell the story without those guys.
Yeah, because isn't McGuire, he's a hitting coach or something now, isn't he? Or he was. He was in baseball.
He was, yeah.
He was in baseball. So, yeah. And you know what's going to even be funnier? When Barry Bonds gets his moment, it's going to be the same conversation.
Sure.
Because he was a bad dude off the field. You know what's funny? Because yesterday we were talking about this whole thing about Michael Jordan, and he's about to join a broadcast
NBC,
team.
Yeah.
And I was in a chat group with some friends of mine from Atlanta, and they were talking about it would be great to have Barry Bonds on television talking baseball.
Sure.
But he's burned so many bridges. So now what's going to happen, say if this whole Pete Rose thing happens, because we got like 2 years to figure out whether they're going to vote on it or not. They wrote it out now, Joe. They soft-sold it now so that 2 years from now, it won't hit as hard because we're talking about it now.
Yeah, we get all the energy out.
Yeah, you're getting it out now. That's what they say, oh, well, this is only going to happen in 2 years. Because then they're going to start rolling out those other names. Don't be surprised if you see Barry Bonds on somebody's broadcast soon.
Well, nothing surprises me anymore. We roll anybody back yet. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, we appreciate Cole Hamels joining us. John Brazier was just in here. He let us know that if you want to hear more from Cole, his podcast, Backstage with Burgoyne and Brazier, Cole was recently on there too. So we appreciate Cole for being part of the show today. Let's go to Aaron in San Diego. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
What's up, Aaron?
A little weather update here in San Diego. It's 72 and sunny. How is
it
there?
It's not that here in Philadelphia, Aaron. It's like 60,
it's 65
or 64 and cold and rainy.
Hey, Hugh, if you want to pick up golf, you know, golf, kid, you just got to stay away from those people in terms of Ike Reese. You just got to find a group of people that you enjoy. Like me and my buddies, we play military style. We hit the ball left to the left, to the left, right, left, and we drink some adult beverages and we have a great time.
No, see that, but see that's not my friends. My friends, they fancy themselves Tiger Woo. They want to be Tiger Woo out there, and they want to hit the golf ball, and they want to take it all serious. They want to buy the little golf outfits. You know what, Aaron? I was surprised yesterday. Spike had on a golf shirt and some golf shorts.
Well, he was at a golf outing.
But no, but Spike changed them. I just knew Spike was going to have on, you know, the T-shirt or whatever.
By the
He's
way,
conforming.
What happened to the polo yesterday?
Oh, I kept it on because Spike. When I walked in, Spike had on a polo.
Yeah.
Jack had on a polo.
You didn't want to be the one.
I didn't want to be the, but I still looked like I didn't belong.
So you wore a medium polo.
I wore a medium polo, but yeah, Aaron. I mean, I need to find some better friends. That's what I need to. That are not as intense.
It's like Rodney Dangerfield says: you want to feel skinny, hang out with fat people. You want to feel good at golf, hang out with some really bad golfers.
That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna change my circle, man. I can't hang out with them golfers.
Or just get golf clothes. I mean, it's not that hard. Go ahead, Aaron. Aaron, you got concerned about Bryce.
As far as this whole Hall of Fame thing goes, if the Hall of Fame is the story or the history of baseball, you know, you can't have a good story and you can't talk about history without talking about good versus evil, yin against yang, you know, light against dark. You know, this guy, and again, this is baseball not being able to read the room. Again, they fall flat on their face, waiting for a guy to pass away before they lift a band. I mean, this guy on the field was as polarizing as any athlete in professional sports. And in behind closed doors, he was probably one of the most evil people, and did the cardinal sin in terms of betting on baseball. But that's a story that needs to be in the Hall of Fame because future generations need to not only see everything that's positive, but also to see the negative so they can learn about, you know, consequences and rewards and what you get with hard work and
yeah, I understand
and what
that, but you could tell the story to someone without him having a plaque. I mean, I don't know. What is the reward? What is the story of the lesson? Well, he still got inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Ty Cobb in the Hall of Fame, ain't he?
Ty Cobb's in, yeah.
Not just that was just you know what I mean.
I'm sure there's 50 bad.
It's just because I remember. No, the reason why I brought it up, Joe and Aaron, is because I remember it was an HBO show way back when, and they talked about how Ty used to wear like them sharp spikes to like to stab people.
By all accounts, Ty was not a great dude.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
215-592-9494. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls on Bryce Harper. He's starting to have real concern about his season and the Pete Rose thing. Eagles schedule, though. We got more leaks. We got the Chiefs game. We know when that is. We're going to discuss the schedule, which comes out in full tonight with Elliot Shore Parks next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. I think Hugh's reads are done for the day, so he's going to be all right.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Thank God.
Yeah, I screwed that up today.
You're watching you try to read the read on your phone as the font like switches on you and like the picture moves.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, that was a lot. All right, welcome back. We are live today at the Deborah Heart and Lung Center broadcast with Citizens Bank Park. Deborah Heart and Lung Center, the Delaware Valley's only heart hospital. Phillies and Cardinals doubleheader today, and it is Weather Education Day, Hugh, which is perfectly timed. You ready? You learn about the weather today?
No, not really. I know it's
you
raining.
You have a towel.
I'm taking a picture.
Okay.
The lady taking a picture. Yeah. She's taking my picture.
A lot of people do that here. We're happy to be here. Hopefully the Phillies get a couple wins today. And by tonight, maybe we get a couple Phillies victories. Maybe Bryce Harper gets going. And we will have ourselves a full Eagle schedule in front of us. We have a lot of leaks already, including one that we found out this morning. Let's bring on Elliot Shore Parks, who, of course, is with us, sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 50. That's color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. To talk some Eagles schedule. Elliot, how are we doing today?
You know, if only there was a way to avoid weather impacting sports. You know, you would just think one day we'll figure out.
Oh, I walked right into this.
There was a way, you know. Maybe one day.
Yeah, I mean, there is a way, but no one wants that every
year. Yes. Just throw a roof on Citizens Bank Park. We could all enjoy the day better today, right? We'll be out in the outfield, no rain. I think it's a move.
Today we would enjoy it better, but in general, it would take away from things. All right, we could fight about that another day. Elliot, we have some leaks here. In fact, as I look at it, 6 leaks. So we knew about a few of these, or most of these, before this morning. So we know Dallas as the opener. We found out about the Green Bay game Monday night in Week 10. Bears on Black Friday here in Philadelphia. And the Washington game at Washington on December 20th, a Saturday. But a couple more emerged today, Elliot. A Thursday night football game at the Giants, Week 6. And then the big one at the Chiefs, Week 2. Elliot, your takeaway on what we know so far.
Yeah, really surprised that Chiefs game is in week two. I would thought that would have been later in the year. It's a tough opening. I mean, it was not the opener, but Cowboys and then Chiefs, not a super easy start to the schedule. I will say the one benefit to getting it in week two is that they play Thursday night and then they won't play again until obviously the following Sunday. The Chiefs open the season in Brazil. The Eagles know well how tough that can be. So the Chiefs will fly back from Brazil essentially Saturday while the Eagles have already rested for 2 days heading into that game. So I think in terms of the schedule, you probably give the advantage to the Eagles there. And then week six against the Giants, you know, I don't think the Giants are going to be a very good team. You look at what's come out from their schedule so far. Their first five or six games are absolutely brutal. So it's definitely possible by week six, the Giants are already focused on 2026. So I think, you know, where these games are falling so far, I don't see anything where you say the Eagles are really getting, you know, screwed there.
I agree with you. And I had the first thought you did, Elliot, with the Chiefs, that it's a good spot for it because the Eagles will play Thursday and then get the extra prep time. I didn't realize until you said it, though, the Chiefs are playing the Brazil game. So they also get a little extra time. Now, you made that trip last year, so that's not easy to come back off of the Brazil trip. But they'll play Friday, right? Eagles Thursday, Friday. So they both kind of get extra rest before the game.
Yeah, the Eagles' rest is just – I mean, the Eagles are at home on Thursday, right, and the Chiefs are in Brazil on Friday. Now the Eagles do have to travel to Kansas City. And, look, going to Kansas City, definitely not an easy game, but the Eagles won there in 2023. I think it's safe to say we all remember how badly they beat the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. So clearly the Chiefs will have this game circled. They'll want to have revenge for that Super Bowl loss. But the difference in talent between those two teams is still pretty big, right? And I think me and you, well, I guess a lot of us talked about it leading up to the Super Bowl. Like, the new great rivalry in sports is Jalen Hurts versus Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, to get that in week two, again, surprise it's not prime time, but that rivalry playing out again will certainly be fun to watch.
Elliot, as you look at this and the schedule, I mean, the one thing that's standing out to me before we know everything else, you mentioned like where the tough ones are. There's not many not tough ones, right? There's a couple Giants games. We'll see what the Raiders are. Typically not good, although they improved at quarterback and they improved at head coach, so maybe they're a little more decent and they have Genty from the draft. But as I'm waiting, and we're all waiting for the full schedule tonight, I don't imagine there's going to be many pockets where there's like three or four layups in a row. That's not what the schedule's going to be this year.
Yeah, so every year I try to do a mock schedule where I put out what I think would be the ideal schedule for the Eagles. And most years you can piece together, mock schedules, come on.
I mean, great. I love when you do that.
Yeah, who's not doing it? That's the new rage. But every year when I do it, you can put together 2-3 weeks where it's like, okay, here is a stretch where if they need it, they have a few easy ones. Or, okay, let's put this easy game after a stretch of potentially two hard games. There's just not really that possibility with this year's schedule. And again, who knows how these teams will actually play out. A game that looks tough in week 10 right now could, you know, be an easy one by the time we actually get to previewing it. But if you look at the teams on their schedules, again, you mentioned the Raiders are a potential team that probably won't be very good. The Giants, you know, the two games against them. You could argue the Cowboys late in the year, but the Cowboys week one is certainly not an easy game for the Eagles. So in 2023, we saw like the gauntlet of a schedule can really impact the season. And I think by the time we see this full schedule tonight, there might be two or three stretches that we look at and go, that's a really tough one.
You know, Elliot, I'm curious because I don't think we got a chance. I got a chance to ask you, but how did you feel about the first game of the season against the Dallas Cowboys and how that one played out? Do you think they could have they did us dirty there? I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I will say in terms of an exciting matchup, they could have done better. I think the Lions would have been more exciting. You could even talk me into the Rams being more exciting. The Eagles and Cowboys just don't really play great games anymore. It feels like for one reason or another, Dak's not playing, Jalen's not playing, the Cowboys aren't good enough. Like, there just has been a long time since these two teams have played like a truly great game. So getting juiced up for that one, look, it's the first game of the season. Obviously, the banner going out in front of the Cowboys will certainly make Eagles fans happy. But in terms of the matchup, I don't think it's a great matchup. The Eagles beat the Cowboys by like 60 combined points last year in their two matchups. So Eagles-Cowboys, always exciting, but I would have preferred a better matchup.
Elliot, as you look forward now to the full schedule, we'll get at it tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm sure there'll be a few more leaks before. Which game now, because we know the Chiefs, which is the one left that we don't have yet that you're most interested to see where it is and kind of what's around it? So the big ones would be Detroit. The Rams, the other Washington game, which would be here. And, of course, I think they go to Buffalo this year. If you had to pick one that you're most intrigued just to see where it is, what game is it?
Yeah, so when I look at these games on like where they land, often what I'll hope for in a schedule if you're the Eagles is, all right, so let's take Minnesota. Minnesota is going to be starting J.J. McCarthy. You'd prefer to get them early in the year. So looking at this schedule, as of now, we don't know who they play in weeks 3, 4, and 5. I think Minnesota early on with a rookie quarterback would be advantageous. I would say the same thing for a team like Detroit on where that will land. They have two new coordinators, you know, so essentially a whole new coaching staff or at least a major overhaul. So you want them early as well when maybe they're still kind of, you know, putting it together. A team like Buffalo, I prefer them late in the year. You know, you don't want to hope for injury, but ultimately the later in the year you play, the less likely it is potentially Josh Allen's on the field. And I know like playing in Buffalo late in the season can be cold, obviously, and there's a risk of snow. Again, an avoidable problem. But I do think that with that, like the Eagles are used to playing in the snow. We saw that. So I think you'd prefer Buffalo late in the year, but Detroit and Minnesota, I think you'd want them early on.
How about this? I just found this out, Hugh. Set your clock and your calendar and your alarms tonight. Elliot's going to be live tonight on WIP's yes. YouTube and Twitter at 8 p.m.
Reacting
live to the reveal of the schedule. Elliot, this is exciting news.
Well, especially after a day hanging out with you guys in the outfield, it'll certainly be exciting to go live at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, it'll be good. Look, the schedule release day is one of the most important days on the NFL calendar. The schedule can absolutely dictate how a season goes. So this is a huge day today for the Eagles' chances of repeating.
All right, Elliot, I know we're keeping this mostly to the Eagles stuff because the schedule day, but I want to give you the floor on our show because I've been hearing, I've been seeing it. I know you're an Ace Bailey guy with with the NBA draft, Sixers have the third pick. Elliot, I don't see it. I'm not an Ace Bailey guy. I think he strikes me way more of a Kyle Kuzma, like a scorer on a bad team, than a star, but I know you love him. So, Elliot, I'm sure we'll debate this a lot between now and draft night, but tell me why you love Ace Bailey so much.
Yeah, so I think if there's anything you should have learned from talking about the Eagles so much and their draft success is that you draft traits, right? Especially early on. You want to draft traits, and you want to draft guys with big upsides. So you look at some of the other picks that are available. Trey Johnson, I like Trey Johnson. He's a bit, you know, he's not the 6'7", 6'8", that Ace Bailey is. Ace Bailey just has special qualities when you look at him. He's tall, he's long, he's a good shooter. Not a great shooter, but he's a good shooter that can develop. He's the youngest of all the guys that are likely going to go in that top five, excluding Cooper Flagg, who he might be younger than him, but I didn't look up his age. Regardless, if you look at Ace Bailey, I see Kevin Durant, and I will take a chance on a player when the Sixers need a franchise-altering player. You got to swing big, and Ace Bailey is a big swing, but I think he could be a big home run.
He's 6'8". You heard him. You say
he
big
but he was
run.
Listed at 6'10".
Yeah, he was 6'8". Listed at 6'10".
Yeah well, here's the thing. They measured him without his shoes on. Like, I don't get why they do that. They're not going to play the game barefoot.
That's
so,
like your true height.
But he's not wearing platforms. He's not
I get that, but he's also not going to play barefoot. So what's the point of measuring him without shoes?
I mean, it makes sense to him. It makes sense to me.
Yeah, well, because they want to make sure – because everyone has different kinds of shoes.
They want to
just in case he's going to play barefoot one day, they want to make sure? Like, what? He's not going to wear platforms, you're right. So just put shoes on him. So when they say he's 6'10 with long arms,
he's not
I get that. But when he plays in a game, he probably will be closer to 6'10 because of his shoes.
Well, they're all taller because of their shoes.
Agreed. I agree. So why measure him barefoot? Like, why does it matter that he's 6'7"?
Because all
and a half?
Shoes are not the same. So then they'll come in the combine, and one guy will have bigger shoes than the other, and then it's all off.
Well, what do you think? One pair of shoes gives you 3 inches, and the other gives you one?
I don't know. Maybe they're going to wear platforms. All right, Elliot, we'll have more time to do this before the draft. Elliot, appreciate you hopping on, and we'll see you here in a little bit. And, of course, tonight on the WIP YouTube and Twitter, reacting to the schedule. Thank you, Elliot.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you guys.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks there. Big Ace Bailey fan there. All right, Elliot's reacting tonight. Hugh, we didn't get a chance to really react. Chiefs week 2, 4:25 Sunday of week 2. So we found out two things today. We found out week 2 at the Chiefs, and we found out week 6 Thursday Night Football at the Giants.
That should be a fun game.
Week 2?
Week 2. You know, after we spanked the Cowboys in week 1. Then turn right back around. We go to Kansas City, right?
Go to Kansas City.
Go to Kansas City. Get a chance to beat up on them a little bit. You know, that's going to be one of those games where both teams are going to be revamped a little bit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not going to be the same hype as the Super Bowl.
No.
But, you know, Kansas City might be looking for a little bit of good get back.
Well, you know what that makes me think?
We
did ask the question tongue-in-cheek the other day, but now it's not tongue-in-cheek anymore. If they have to go to Kansas City week 2, week 1 against the Cowboys is a must-win.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like, without a question, it's a must win.
A must win the first game of the season.
It has to be. They have to go to Kansas City next week.
So basically, you're thinking that if they don't, they're going to take an L to Kansas City?
Yeah.
I think so?
It's a conceivable spot to lose.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to be the underdog.
You mean after they just beat the brakes off the Chiefs, y'all think they're just going to, you know,
That was last year.
Okay. I mean, I hear you.
Who do you think will be favored in the game? I think the Chiefs will be favored.
Well, it's at home. We beat them at home before. I think it'll be more in our favor. What is it? When we get 2 points, it means we're favored in the game for the most part.
If we get 2 points on the road, then for sure.
Yeah, yeah. So I think it's gonna be closer than you guys think.
They are. I found it. FanDuel has it. The Eagles are currently a 1.5 point underdog in Week 2. Mm.
Yeah. So that's about right.
Yeah,
right.
It's been an even game.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I don't look at it as a must win. It's a must win because it's Dallas.
It's a must win because they have to go to Kansas City.
It's a must win because we're raising a banner on the night the Cowboys come to town and we have to beat them to just rub it in a little bit more because they haven't seen a banner raising in eons.
Well, that's for sure. And I consider it now even more of a must win. All right, before we get back to the phones, we got Leading Off coming up at 12. Kyle, do we have some Flyers news here?
94 WIP breaking news.
So, according to Frank Saravalli, Flyers are closing in on hiring Rick Tocchet to be the next head coach.
Instant reaction, Kyle Quinn. What do you got? Rick Tocchet.
I mean, just like meh. Feels kind of like a lateral move from Tortorella. Okay. I don't know if it's not like exciting considering where the team's at. Like, they're a young team. I'm more interested in developing some of these young offensive players, and I don't really know if Rick Tocchet's that kind of guy.
Recent success, though, wasn't he coach of the year in the NHL?
Yeah, but he kind of flamed out pretty quick. Like, that's why it feels a little bit like the Tortorella thing. I mean, I don't know. It could work out. It just, like, if I had to say, like, where I come down on it right now, I would just describe myself as, like, whelmed.
Okay. I mean, he's a bald guy.
He said whelmed.
He's a bald guy, though, Hugh. he could be our official coach.
And he used to be here before.
Yeah.
And I think that one of the biggest things, I had a chance to talk to Al yesterday, so I think the biggest thing that they want to try to implement with this is to, you know, get the youth movement going, man. They know they're not going to be good for a while, and they know that they're in a position they probably won't get a really good hockey player in the draft or whatever. But they're trying to push the youth movement. They want somebody that's going to come in and teach and coach. So, yeah.
Yeah, they need to find
a good fit.
I know hockey, they burn out quick, but they need to find, and obviously wasn't Tortorella, the guy that could foster the next, like, from rebuilding to winning.
Yeah.
Right? Tortorella obviously.
No, he was out on that.
Yeah.
He was out.
He said he was in, but then by the end of the season, he was.
They got on his nerves.
Yeah, clearly.
He had no interest.
He didn't want to do it. Yeah, I mean, you got to. It's not an easy thing to do. A lot of times in sports, that guy gets fired before the team takes off.
And then when you look at the team, you know, as we watched a little bit of hockey, it didn't seem like they really bought into what he was doing, what what he was trying to do. Torch was trying to do. Yeah,
yeah, there. A little bit. All right, we'll see when this gets finalized. But it sounds like Rick Tocchet could be the next head coach of the Flyers. All right, let's go to the phones here. Rashid in Westchester. Hey, Rashid.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rashid.
Joe.
Rashid.
Hey, you.
Hey.
Hey, Joe, you're crazy, man.
About?
That's true.
Why you hate Pete Rose?
Why you hate
Pete Rose? I don't hate Pete Rose. I just thought him on the Hall of Fame.
You just hate what he stood for.
You got to bet on baseball as a matter.
I just want to throw that to you. But, Cole Hamill, a nice guy. I drove him for 5 years. I know his family. He's a nice guy, you know. Nice gentleman. So
very nice. It's good to have him back and doing the games now. He brings a lot of insight.
But Joe, why do you ask him a question, stupid question?
Which one? Oh, about trying to get Schwarber out?
If you ask the best pitcher how to pitch to the best hitter in the Phillies.
Well, because I'm curious.
Because he wanted to know.
I'm curious how you get him out these days.
A stupid question, Joe.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
Rashid, do you think the Cardinals were listening and now they try to get tips from it?
Listen, Cardinals, you're not going to beat, then again, you know, they always beat the Phillies, so it doesn't matter. And Harper is done. You know, listen, if we don't win the World Series this year, Nola and Harper should be gone.
This guy's got strong takes.
Rashid,
I want you to call again.
I like these takes. Is that French? It sounds French.
Rashid?
Rashid, what's that accent?
What is it? I'm cooking.
No, I know you're cooking, but do you have an accent? I might be wrong.
I speak French. I speak Arabic. No,
I thought it sounded a little French.
You're
right.
Yeah, yeah. Bonjour, monsieur Douglas. Ça va bien? Très bien.
Rashid, you got to call again, man. I like this. You said I asked dumb questions, and you had a take that Nola and Bryce got to be out of here if they lose.
He dominated you.
I'm a fan. Kyle, let's get his calls up again. All right, from one guy I'm a fan of to the next one, Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
I like how you did that segue.
Rashid, you a thief, because I was calling Joe stupid questions.
Hold on a second. You think other major league teams are listening to Cole Hamill
like
on the
this.
Midday Show?
His track record for everything. And you go ask. You
I'm curious. I'm just curious how you get him out these days.
No more. He kicked you out the commercial. Y'all don't take the big commercial no more.
What are you talking about?
How you just go call it that? How do you get Schwarber out?
I'm curious. No one can do it.
That's not hitting. Then you want to ask?
What do you want me to ask?
To add to that, we already got one bum trying to cut his hair and think he's going to do something.
Well, hold on. I asked about that guy first. I asked what's going on, Bryce, first.
Then you're going to ask about the one that's doing good. How do you get him out? Leave him alone.
Jay, that's what you got today? You got anything else?
Why would you do that? Answer that question for me.
I did it just to bother you. How about that?
And I knew it. I knew it.
Yep, that's what I did. I woke up today and said, how am I going to push Jay and West Philly's buttons? I got it. This is how I'm going to do it.
Hey, you.
Yes.
Now, Keely Ringo, I think I like him at corner. But do you think he'll probably ever switch to safety?
Keely, the mentality is different at safety as opposed to corner. I mean, I don't think he's immune to hitting. But that's just a different mentality.
I think a lot of grim.
Yeah, but you know, you got to – like, the mentality that I think you got to have for safety is you have to be able to dislodge the ball from the ball carrier. And I think a lot of times corners want to try to intercept the ball. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think he's designed for that.
I got two more questions for you. Now, you think Howie got an eye on Hendrickson out there?
Trey, you know, we were talking about that the other day, Jay.
He should have an eye on him.
I mean, do we want to pay him, though? Because he wants to be paid. And I know Joe and Kyle are like, they're going to strong arm him and make him play for the salary that he's under. I don't think that dog's going to hunt, though. I really don't.
How go work on something. And do you ever get the itch to still play? Like, just hit somebody?
Wait a minute, what?
He wants to know if you get the itch to hit people still.
You know what, Jay? I'm going to answer you truthfully. I can't. You can't do that now because, you know, lawsuits and things and you know, ramifications.
Ask one of them stupid questions. Just real quick.
No.
Jim Miller jump. Real
no,
quick.
No, listen. I didn't think it was a stupid. I mean, I hear you, but I just knew I would be the one. I just knew I would be the one that would be accused of asking stupid questions before Joe.
That was a stupid question.
Guess what? Luckily for you, Jay, he didn't answer. Jay, we're done now. That's more than enough of Jay.
I thought that would happen to me first.
Yeah. I mean, hold on.
What are them stupid-ass questions you
asked? Do you really think other teams are like, hold on a second, Cole Hamels is on WIP, turn everything down, he's going to tell us how to get Schwarber out.
I've enjoyed those last two calls.
They were
good. You did.
No,
you did,
we need more Rashid. I mean, anyone that's going to get this guy out of here, we need him on the show more. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. We know the Eagles better be interested in the Trey Hendrickson thing. We know you're a fan of Trey Hendrickson.
Well, no, but it's the money. Like, people, we tend to forget as fans, man, that money makes the meter move. Like, we can want people all we want, but if you're not going to pay him.
Stop worrying about money.
Okay, fine.
Always worry. All right, coming up next, we're leading off.
Pocket watching Hugh.
I know. It's unbelievable. This is all this guy does. All right, we'll get you set for the Phillies and the Cardinals game number one, the entire doubleheader leading off next as we're live at Citizens Bank Park on Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the best place to find all your favorite player props. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to see if a guy's hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And once the game starts, that's when things get interesting. You combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 of bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.